This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Raquel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work, and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that promises to Indians women cannot become politics of postponement. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that today, when it is time to deliver the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, hesitation and questions are being raised. He said that for decades, women's reservation remained a promise and this government turned it into reality. He added that the necessary amendments linked to delimitation are crucial to ensure that nation's Nari Shakti gets rightful representation before 2029 and not pushed further into uncertainty. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly election, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning with a public meeting at Pali Mangal Club ground in Sainthia, Birbhum this afternoon. He will address another gathering at Khairasol in the same district at Gosto Dangal Maidan ground. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. According to the party resources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district this morning. Later, she will hold a rally at Galsi in Purba Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee is also scheduled to lead a march in support of her candidates in Bankura. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. The president will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will join the Samajik Samrast Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The president will also attend the fifth convocation ceremony of Rashtriya Raksha University at Gandhinagar tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has concluded a two-day official visit to the United Arab Emirates, wrapping up high-level meetings with Emirati leadership. During the visit, Jaishankar met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan and conveyed a personal message from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Discussions focused on strengthening energy cooperation, expanding trade, and advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today with state honours. She passes away yesterday at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 92. Asha Bhosle was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital on Saturday evening due to chest infection and exhaustion. Asha Tai, as the legendary singer was popularly known, was a recipient of the Padma Vibhushan and Maharashtra Bhushan Awards. People can pay their last respects to her at 11 a.m. today at Casa Grande, Lower Parel, where she lived. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on 3rd of July this year and conclude on Raksha Bandhan on 28th of August. The West Asia conflict has taken a new turn after ceasefire talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad collapsed without any agreement. And that is the end of this news bulletin.